The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples were on the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. Taking the 12 aside again, he began to tell them what was going to happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him, spit upon him, scourge him, and put him to death. But after 3 days, he will rise. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit, one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The chalice that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. So James and John approach Jesus and say, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." I hope I don't need to tell you that James and John are off to a very bad start. Okay? When you go to the Lord in prayer, please don't begin by telling God what he needs to do. Okay? It's the Almighty who tells us what we need to do. "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Not, "Listen, Lord, your servant is speaking." Okay? Gets it diametrically the reverse. "Grant that we might sit one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom and in your glory." You know, 2 weeks ago, Jesus told his apostles that if you wish to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must become like a little child. 1 week ago, Jesus told his apostles that if you wish to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must renounce all that you possess. Today, those same apostles come to Jesus and say, "What? Lord, make us powerful and important." So here's Jesus, he has to teach this lesson one more time, and this time they're really not going to like it. "Grant that in your glory we might sit, one at your right and the other at your left." Do you know the only other time in the Bible in which anyone is ever described as being at Jesus' right and at his left? When was that? Good Friday. And they took him to the place called Golgotha, the place on the skull. And there they crucified him and placed him between two thieves, one at his right and the other at his left. Now do you see why Jesus says, "You don't know what you're asking"? And the other apostles become indignant and they say, "We want to be great and powerful too." And Jesus says, "I would wish that for all of you. But if you want to be truly great, set your heart on what's truly important. and you must choose it freely. The Son of God came down to this world and never ceased for a moment to be God and chose sacrifice, the place where true greatness is found. Now, sacrifice is something we experience in four stages. You know that? Four stages. Four stages of successive spiritual growth. The first stage at which we experience sacrifice is complaint. That's what we do. We all know that very well, right? The second stage at which we experience sacrifice is stoic endurance. You know, this too shall pass, we say. The third stage at which we experience sacrifice is when it's as a means to an end. No pain, no gain, right? We all know that quite well. But it's the fourth stage of sacrifice that our Lord calls us to, and that is when we choose to embrace it freely. What can I do to help you? This is only possible between two people who love one another, and that is where greatness is found. You know what this church needs? Not just St. Jude Church, but the church in general. It's a whole lot more of this spirit of sacrifice. We already have plenty of beautiful buildings. Not that they're bad, but you know, with the cities all across the country and nations all across Europe, they're filled with beautiful buildings. We have plenty of talent. We have plenty of intelligence, probably the best educated laity in the history of the church right now. But what this church needs is the power of the Holy Spirit that only comes when you freely embrace this sacrifice in love for the good of another that our Lord calls the cross. That's what unleashes the power. That's what converts hearts. And you could say that your effectiveness as an agent of change over the soul of any other person is directly related to the degree to which you embrace what our Lord is teaching right here. It's like what St. Therese said. It's one of my favorite quotations, St. Therese, a little flower. My whole strength lies in prayer and sacrifice. These are my invincible arms. They can move hearts far better than words. I know it by experience. Are you frustrated with the decay of society? Are you frustrated with the impotence that you find in the church? Are you frustrated with yourself and your own life and your continued repeated failures? And take our Lord's words to heart. The place of greatness is not the one at the head of the table or the one at the foot of the table. The place of greatness is the one who serves at the table. Let us take our Lord's words to heart that we might be found worthy of him. Amen.